The Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber kicked off the meeting with a presentation outlining the details of how school funding in Utah works. He also supplied a summary of the budget. Details of his presentation can be found on the district website. Park City teacher and resident Mark Parker made remarks on behalf of the Park City Education Association, stating that the teachers are grateful for the decisions of the board to increase salaries in last year's contract negotiations.
By increasing teacher salaries during the last round of negotiations, the board got closer to the goal to attract and retain the highest quality teachers in Utah and across the nation. Those of us who were lucky enough to have gotten in when it was still affordable are concerned. We're concerned that new teachers can't afford to live here. We're concerned about the distances that teachers have to travel to teach in our district. We're concerned about losing teachers in our community. And we are concerned about school safety. We support what's doing what's best for students. We support the board's decision to raise taxes. And we support creating a sustainable budget for the next 5 to 10 years.
Resident and retired school teacher Jim Tedford is concerned with the increase in spending on new administrative positions. Tedford states that the board has spent the money on the new superintendent and the 3 new vice principals in spite of the nearly flat growth.
We recently hired 3 new secondary assistant principals for approximately $450,000 plus benefits. Since the student enrollment is projected to increase by 0.09%, that means that Ecker Middle School and Treasure Mountain Junior High will be getting approximately 7 new students each, and Park City High School will be getting approximately 11 new students. It is hard to justify an additional $450,000 for these 25 new students. We recently hired a new superintendent for a base salary of $235,000, plus the use of a house, which represents an additional benefit of around $40,000, for a total of $275,000. Our last superintendent was paid a salary of $170,000. It was hard to justify an increase of $105,000 for the same position.
Tedford asked the board to reconsider hiring a new deputy superintendent at a cost of $175,000 base salary. The job is currently posted on the school website. Resident Steve Swanson points to an increase in the tax base from $12 billion in 2009 to $15.5 billion in 2017. He says he supports the increase in teacher salaries and believes it should be the largest line item on the budget.
The number of students in the district has gone up from in 09, 4575 to 4850, plus or minus. That's a 6% increase. It's just an instruction in as a line item. 09, 25.6 million. It's by far the largest line item in this budget, and it should be. But most impressive to me was the administration. You go back to 09, there was 2 line items totaling 4.4 million. So in 09, 9 years later, $9 million. Okay, so that's 125% increase.
Park City Council member Steve Joyce said the Park City School District student enrollment growth does not justify adding so many new administrative positions.
And then I went and looked at the hiring, and since 2013, about the same period of time, the full-time equivalents have gone up by 85 people. And I would offer it was hard for me as a citizen to understand how we literally have added almost an employee for every student.
Board President Andrew Kaplan says the expectations of the community have changed in recent years.
Right, no one knows that more than our teachers who see it every day, whether they're asked to deal with mental health issues or poverty issues or, you know, the things that they're asked to deal with that didn't necessarily come up as frequently 10 years ago.
Kaplan encourages everyone to visit the school district website to listen to past board meetings or to contact board members if they have questions about the budget. The tax increase approved Tuesday night is the 3rd in the Park City School District since 2013. The meeting was an opportunity for the public to see a full presentation on the tax increase and to give the Board of Education feedback. In June, the school board approved the budget, which included the tax increase. The property tax liability will be $189 on a $900,000 residence. This represents a 13.64% increase above last year's property tax revenue. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.